Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, Lord above, that's what we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack each episode. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Lover, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
I loved your maneuverability on that C-train on our way here.
Oh, thank you.
Slithering through people.
I smashed my face into a man's back.
Well... what do we have here with us today? We're going to smash into some backs. We got this clever fellow.
Mm-hmm.
He is a he, and he's a New York City-based comedy writer from Marshfield, Massachusetts.
He writes for legendary UCB Theater Chelsea sketch team Onassis.
He's written for NBC Saturday Night Live.
He's currently a staff writer at Funny or Die. Welcome, Mr. Mike Scollins.
Mike Scollins, hello.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Ring-a-ding. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, exciting. Thank you. Well, we like to wine and dine.
We think we're fancy, so we wine and dine all of our guests.
We've Mike never Scollins, actually dined.
No, never once dined. Just always a wine. And Mike asked for a cheap domestic beer.
He did. Right.
And
we were excited. Then we did some recon.
We did a recon.
Because I was trying to find out about you online, and I couldn't. So I reached out to a friend of yours.
I feel like I know what the surprise
you know
drink
what this
is.
Beverage is going to be.
Can you guess?
Is it a Limerita?
Yes!
Yeah, it's a Limerita!
Fuck.
Here we go.
I started to type Limerita into the email, and then I was like, oh, I have a rehearsal immediately after this podcast.
Oh, boy.
You don't have
but
to finish
okay.
it.
That's okay.
We're just always excited because we want to try new weird stuff.
Yeah.
Have you guys not had these?
No, never.
Oh,
they're
so.
Disgusting. They're awesome.
Oh, this smells like an ass.
And they don't sell these in a reasonable size either. It's only the 25 ounce.
This is a jug of Limerita.
This was a great surprise.
Ah.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a margarita with a twist.
Ah, mama like. So let's get blacked out. We have 40 minutes. Do you sip Limeritas in the bedroom?
I do, yeah. I mean, they're. You have one of these and you will be kind of fucked up a little bit.
Yeah.
They're delicious. They're probably like 1,000 calories a piece.
Mm-hmm. But it is a cheap drunk because I'm looking here. It says 8% alcohol by volume.
Yeah.
And you're doing, they give you that one extra ounce. So you're dealing with 25 ounces. This is definitely
for
a buzz.
Like $3,
for sure.
Great.
Mine says contains alcohol.
Mm.
All right.
You got one of the boozy ones.
Mine is boozy.
As we sip on these Limeritas, let's chat a little sexy science. What do we do here?
Well,
we rip articles from the headlines,
rip
correct?
From the headlines.
This one we tore right out of the New York Times. It is the transition of Bruce Jenner, a shock to some, visible to all.
Jenner's really piling up the points. He sprints through the hurdles for 866. He hurls the javelin for 862. He's done it! Bruce Jenner set a new world decathlon record.
I spent a good part of my life getting ready for that day. I worked out a lot, ate a lot of Wheaties, because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting and good for you.
Take it from Bruce Jenner. Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
We also have a new sponsor, Wheaties.
Wheaties. But Limerita and Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
You don't put milk on. You put Limerita on those Wheaties.
So Bruce. Bruce is the, he was the Olympian in that spot there. Famous gold medalist.
Are you familiar with Bruce Jenner?
I am familiar with Bruce Jenner.
Cool.
Play on the cover of Playgirl a couple times. He was a stud in the 70s and 80s.
Turned down the role of Superman.
And it was
Christopher Reeves.
Wow. Yeah. From Jenner to Reeves. I did not know that little piece.
Yeah.
That would have made this story even more interesting
even
to me.
More interesting. Kardashian household. You know, he's on that program.
Mm-hmm.
Never really seemed to fit in. He was always the coolest one. I have not watched a bunch of it, but of what I've seen.
So basically the tabloids have been covering this for a while, that he's transitioning to a woman. Mm-hmm. And a lot of activist groups were really worried about that because they said that that shouldn't be a public thing, that you should wait till someone comes out and kind of re-identifies themselves. But they're also saying it's this unprecedented, phenomenal opportunity for publicly for like families and people going through a similar thing.
Right.
So if like handled delicately enough, that it could be like a really great... have a big impact.
Yeah, to see the full transition.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, who was it Chaz Bono kind of disappeared,
yeah.
I think, for a couple years and then came out.
Mm-hmm. Not Bruce.
No.
Bruce is out and about.
Superman.
He also got in a car accident last night, but he's fine.
Women drivers.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
First day as a woman, crash in the car, Bruce.
Right. Also, he's getting his own show. So he's parlaying this
to document his transition.
Yeah.
I think that's terrific, yeah. Right?
It's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great for America. It's great for Bruce to get the hell out of that house.
Yes.
Have his own home. The Kardashians. Yeah.
And yeah, I guess a program that's going to find its way out to middle America to watch this dude go
exactly.
from make his full transition. I think it would be good for people to see that.
Yeah, I'm into it. Bruce was kind of always my favorite. I don't know if you guys watch the Kardashians, but...
I've seen just snippets.
I don't think I've ever seen the show, but I think it's impossible not to have an awareness of
right.
that family.
Yeah.
Well, and he was just always like, okay, whatever. In the background, it's kind of like the best. He was basically the straight man of keeping up with the Kardashians.
He was. He was also the, they tried to plug him in there as like the masculine edge to play all those cliches of like, oh, living in a house full of women.
Right.
But that obviously didn't play at
no,
all.
No, that's Khloe.
Yeah, Khloe. Oh, here we go. We're yes. taking some shots at the Kardashian clan.
No, no.
Stop. She's pretty.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah, so the science behind this has gotten remarkable, too. Yeah, it's gotten a lot better than it was when we were kids.
When we were kids, it was rough.
Yeah.
To transition.
It was. I think that the science behind it has gotten a lot better.
I would like to say publicly here mm-hmm. and now on this program that I would support you, Murph, if you want to become a woman.
Mm. Same.
Thanks. Like you would. Haas.
Yeah, I'll support it.
All right. We're 3-for-3.
Well, I meant as your spouse.
Sure.
I think that drove a little bit of a divide.
Would we stay together, though?
I think we could live together.
Yeah. Yeah, because we get along really well.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess sexually it throws a little bit of a potential... curveball in there in a marriage.
But does it have to?
Mm.
Would you keep the mustache? It's kind of a trademark, I
feel like it is, yeah. I would get sexy everywhere else and keep this thick mustache. Yeah, I don't know. I think we would try it maybe if we were down to try it.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah. For the record too, I would totally support you and still live with you. Maybe have sex with you, maybe not. We would have to see how that
I would maybe have sex with you in this hypothetical situation.
Sure.
Thank
you. Guys, you
could
be Herf and Dimana.
Herf and Dimana.
Dimana. I might just make that switch anyway.
It's like weirdly gorgeous, right?
Dimana.
Oh, here comes Dimana.
Yeah. Welcome to the stage, Dimana.
It also kind of sounds like cold medicine. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Cherry flavored.
Definitely cherry flavored.
Well, yours would be.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what Mike's name would be if he transitioned. Micah.
Mm. Micah.
I guess, yeah.
Pretty.
Oh, but isn't Micah a dude's name?
Mm. I know a girl named Micah.
Okay.
What's Bruce? What's...
My friend's mom keeps calling him Brucita, but I don't think that's his choice, and I don't know if that's appropriate.
Has he said anything, or is it all, like, speculative at this point?
Well, this is New York Times, so they
They did an interview with him.
Oh, okay.
For about a year, they've been...
It started in the tabloids, and now Diane Sawyer's actually going to sit down with him.
Cool.
And he's, like, publicly kind of coming out with it.
So it's just, like, the varsity tabloids.
There was some,
yes.
there was some tabloid
JV us
that did something monstrous where they just, like, put fake makeup on a picture of him.
Yeah.
And put his head onto a woman's body. Which
that
is like
too?
Heinous. Yeah.
That is heinous. Yeah.
And they
disgusting.
Put like crazy lipstick on him and they were like, Bruce is a lady. And you're like, that's not.
Oh, man. And too many people read those magazines for that to just
that's
be like,
shocking.
Eh,
it's so sad.
What I love though is like, he's in such a vulnerable state. And I feel like a lot of people would probably really be private, but he's just been awesome.
Living
he's just
life?
Out and
yeah.
about and all these tabloids are being heinous. And he's just like, you know.
They do love ripping that entire family, though. I mean, everything. But although that's the thing. That's why they're famous. Well, he was an Olympian, at least. I mean, I feel like the rest of the family
he
is just kind of.
He has a reason to be famous.
Yeah, they have their reality show, which is why they're famous. So I guess if you're going to put it out there, I don't know.
Really put it out there.
Really put it out there. Just be prepared to have your head superimposed onto a different person's body and
you've
the
arrived.
Rumor mill begins.
All right.
Well, we love you, Bruce.
We love you, Brucita.
Oh, man. We got to help some people. We got a little something we call a listener love.
Listener mailbag.
So what do we do here?
Well, people reach out to us. They want a little advice. So Mike, feel free to chime in if you want to give anyone any advice.
Great.
Sometimes they just have strange questions and we see if we can answer them or not.
They're not strange.
Some of them are really strange.
We just help everybody.
We help whoever we can. So let's see who we got here this week.
All right. So via our email, menagetoi.radio@gmail.com. This is from Tanner in Montana. I recently ate my girlfriend's ass. It was delicious. It tasted like the burgers we had that afternoon. Then I went down on her ass again last night, and it was awful. I could taste the Indian food she'd eaten that day. How do I tell her that she needs to eat what I like if I'm going to eat her butthole?
Well, first of all,
you do not.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Well, number one, her. I mean,
yes, my favorite.
Did you like eat on each other's? Like, how? What?
Yeah, just does the shit actually taste exactly the same?
That's the thing. I would be like more concerned if the shit tasted like burgers.
Yes,
and I like enjoyed the taste of your shit.
Right.
Get her digestive.
I think
track,
like
checked. If
you want
to taste just
as
like what you
clean
eat.
An asshole as possible, sure. Not like a flavor. Of
yeah,
an asshole.
Right. I don't think you should be tasting
no.
the poop.
Ugh, a little sweat, all. You know, a little sweat you expect.
What's
perhaps.
Funny, though, is he didn't mind tasting the poop when it tasted a certain way.
Right.
Well, I mean, if, yeah, I guess I would shit
wasted.
If it tasted like cheeseburgers. But, I mean, yeah, that's a very specific a tasting.
tasting menu.
Man, just a quick, I mean, I know some people go far with the cleansing before the analingus. You can give like a little...
like
a sitz
enema?
Bath, but a quick enema. Just they have those small enemas that you just do like a couple of squirts. It's nothing big, but that'll kind of break things up.
Yeah.
what
doesn't work for Indian
say?
Food, unfortunately. That shit lingers.
It's already pretty broken up.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you could probably just.
I just don't think he should. I don't think he should say anything to this woman except for maybe like clean the shit out of your ass.
Yeah, and I also wonder if it's shit in the ass or if it's he just ate. If they just ate and then an hour later,
your
still
mouth
taste
probably
it.
Tastes like, yeah.
Yeah, you anything you would eat.
You think he's tasting his own mouth?
I think so.
Anything.
A good cheeseburger stays with you.
With if it has onion, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think Tanner should just, you know.
Also Montana
start
eating ass.
Over.
I love that Montana's eating ass. You know, people have eaten ass for a long time, but now it's
Big
kind of
Scott.
In vogue right now.
Like eating ass after Indian food. I want to be like good for Tanner.
Yeah.
That rules.
Bold.
It's dessert of sorts.
But I would want no taste before good taste, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Tasteless ass eating from Montana. All right, here.
I feel like Chris Gethard kind of put eating butts back on the map. Did you follow that at
he
all?
Eat More Butts was definitely a push. But I also think it's like, I think that reached out further from just, people on the coasts. Because I think the middle of the country would probably not eat a ton of butts. And I would say when I was in high school.
You think it's a regional thing?
I think it's at least a more experimental thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think it's standard sex.
You're
not
from,
yet. I think it will be. Where
I really, I'm from Massachusetts, mm-hmm. a little south of Boston. I think that it rules that this dude gets so much pleasure from like giving oral than like mm-hmm. getting his own
yep.
ass eaten.
Yep.
That's awesome, right?
That is.
That is. I think I was just hard on him for being so picky about it. But I totally appreciate it.
Yeah. He's a giver.
I had a crazy boyfriend who licked my butt all the time mm-hmm. years ago, and then he turned out to be...
He was crazy for a different reason, not because he licked
No. Yeah. I'm just saying that was the best part of him, I think. And then he just turned out to be an online pervert who was, like, sex chatting with pregnant women.
Mm.
I don't think they're correlated. I hope not, but that's kind of my own personal experience with this.
It's definitely not a move that's been in my... in my toolbox ever to just eat someone's ass. And for as far as me receiving, not that I wouldn't, I certainly would, but mm-hmm. as far as receiving, my ass is not, I just think it's
I've
bad.
Never licked your butt.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. You know, I wouldn't want you to. I wonder the pleasure of it, but I would worry about this cheeseburger Indian food situation. I have a hairy ass. Mm-hmm. I have hemorrhoids.
Wow.
It's just, it's
hold me back. I gotta get in there.
Yeah, appetizing.
So, last words of advice for Tanner.
Just brush your teeth before it. I think you're tasting your dinner.
Yeah, I think brush your teeth, but otherwise good for you, dude. Yeah.
Go, love Taylor. It. Go, Taylor.
All right. Up next, from our Twitter, at Menage Radio, this is at Trish the Dish. I queef really loudly the whole time I'm having sex. It's so embarrassing. Any tips on quieting my pussy farts?
Whoa, people are coming raunchy in this episode.
Yeah, I apologize, Collins. It's not always like this.
No, a lot of them are thoughtful. This is a raunch, full-on raunch.
Ben says it is always like this.
Yeah,
well, kind of.
Well, this also sounds like this is the air. You know, some people have, sometimes if you're getting into a groove, it's just air escaping.
Get into the groove. Yeah.
It's like
you've
that Madonna song.
And calling it a fart is wrong.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not gas.
Yeah.
So first off, they're not pussy farts.
Do you guys find it offensive if somebody queefs?
I don't think that it's particularly sexy, but right. I feel bad for this girl because it's like, I'm sure that guy's thrilled to be having sex with you right now. Stop worrying about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. He's not. I mean, if you're still continuing to have sex, then he's obviously coming back, so don't be embarrassed.
Well, also saying quiet. How do I quiet my... I'm like, no, dude, that's just your body. Right. Like,
how do you amplify them is the question.
Put a megaphone down there.
Get that bullhorn alive.
You just fuck the megaphone.
Yeah. I've experienced that just here and there, not on a consistent basis, but just with air escaping. I think it's you
like
get
it's
a giggle
like a
in probably just because we all love hearing farts. You know, you mm-hmm. giggle if it's you're not expecting.
It's not happens. A fart. Remember,
that's right. I fucked up. Air escaping, no gas involved. What would you call? I mean, it's just a queef. What does queef come from?
Ben's gonna look it up.
I don't look it up.
So what do we say? Just don't worry about it.
Yeah,
what's
don't
her name?
Don't worry about it. Trish the Dish. So I assume her name's Trish, but
Trish.
Yeah, don't sweat it.
As my
as long as they don't farts, don't smell like cheeseburgers. What were you gonna say?
The high school football coach in my high school
queefs a lot.
he used to tell my friends on the team, don't sweat the petty stuff, pet the sweaty muff.
You would tell that to kids?
Yeah, to like 16-year-olds.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh. What is that advice? I get the advice, I guess, means just don't.
He's like, don't sweat the details and also just go fuck people.
Go fuck
people.
So
it was like two pieces of advice.
Yeah. Sandwiched into one.
It was like how to be a person and how to be a stud.
Yeah. That sounds like, it reminds me of the coach in Teen Wolf, the film Teen Wolf. He gave a lot of good life advice.
Well, this guy was actually then fired because he stole all the uniform money. And embezzle. This is Lincoln
Don't
High School.
Don't sweat the small
Portland,
stuff, dude.
Oregon.
Just embezzle and then finger somebody.
Yeah, that guy needed to take his own advice.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
Do we have a queef?
Well, I'm still looking into it. There's
Can we get the country of origin, please?
It's kind of a weird search term to put in the history of queef.
Yes.
Get a lot of weird results.
Sure, sure.
So I'll try to
what are you getting on it?
Check in with that later in the episode.
All right. So
well, don't sweat it.
It stands for quiet up, everyone. Enjoy fucking.
Yes!
Wow. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's an acronym. Right? We just solved it. Scollin solved it.
Love that.
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, lastly, we have Brett from Chicago via our Facebook page. He asks, or she, I was abducted by aliens and they had sex with me. No one believes me.
Not a question.
No, I don't see. I don't know a question in there. I can't believe. I can't believe that. I don't know. I can't jump on board, Brett.
Yeah, that's just a lie, right?
I think it's a lie.
I just feel bad because when people like we had a friend. Remember Lucas's friend told us that he had a teacher who told the kids that she had been raped by a ghost. And I remember being like, that just makes me think one of two things. Like, you're insane, it's a lie. Or that something else traumatic happened and you're kind of like...
Trying to put it on a ghost
projecting
or an alien.
Or whatever.
You don't want, you're not ready to point a finger yet.
Yeah, as a child, I would probably believe it. But as an adult, I think it's sad because I bet something did happen to her.
Right.
The ghost woman, yeah. But what about Brett?
I think it's similar. But
Brett, maybe like something... Maybe I'm cynical, but I feel like it's a trolling question where he's not expecting a real answer.
Yes.
But maybe something bad did happen to Brett that wasn't alien. So the good news is, like, that wasn't aliens, dude. The bad news is it was somebody else.
It was someone else. Yeah, it was your... It was.
Do we even know it's bad?
Do we even know it's... Oh, maybe something good?
He doesn't... He said had sex with me. He doesn't say rape. And he says...
I think abducted, though.
Yeah,
abducted,
that's true.
That sounds like a rape. Even if...
It seems like he's mostly upset, though, because no one believes him.
That's true. The way it's phrased...
Am I reading too much into this?
No. I mean, the way... for the two sentences we got from Brett, I would say that... Abducted is non-consensual. He didn't say I was picked up by aliens.
I was cruised by aliens.
Yeah, I got into the spaceship. And the night ended with sex. I mean, I don't know who regrets it. Who knows? But no one will believe him. Yeah, abducted sounds, and that's like a probing thing, and then it gets into a sexual thing. I've also never heard like just straight up having sex is
so
interesting
these were
for aliens to
human-like aliens.
Well, I mean, who knows what
enough
they
that
used
they could
to...
do something he's calling sex.
Right. Yeah,
it's
right,
not like
right.
they yeah, put yeah, me yeah. in a chamber and I, you know, received full consciousness and then grew a tail.
Or, right.
I mean, I don't even.
And no one believes me.
No one listens.
No, Brett. No. I just don't. I mean, I would love to you know, I certainly think there could be some other things going on out there that we're not aware of, but I've never seen any kind of actual evidence to support mm-hmm. aliens, sex with aliens, sex with ghosts.
I believe in aliens.
Rape from ghosts.
But also, I think Brett just, you know, smoking a lot of weed.
So, Brett, Diana believes in aliens, but not your fucking outlandish story. You're high. Well, I think
See?
We helped Brett.
We helped
That poor kid, if that was real, he's like, now no one believes.
Now no one, yeah.
Not
someone
even.
Who, I actually got someone who believed in aliens, and they
not
still.
Not even Menage to our radio. Wade Scullins, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very helpful,
okay.
1 being not, how do you think we did with listener love today?
The first two, I think, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, very. I would say like
we sold
high
that.
8.
High
Ooh,
8?
Nice. Yeah. 10, if that was a real question, I think we might have done damage.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, also, let's say this. Let's addend. Let's just say at the end, if something happened, go to someone. Don't say it's
yeah,
aliens,
that,
right?
That, all right, so now we're at a 2.
Now we're at a 2. We came out of the basement, and we're well, at least acknowledging.
We rarely help, but we never damage.
Well,
I
we
feel
wanna,
sad
I
now.
Do yeah. feel like this is a little bit worse, though, because we're like, we do believe in aliens, just not that they would fuck
you. Just not that they would fuck you, yeah.
Well, I believe in aliens. Do you guys?
No.
I believe in aliens. I don't believe in, like, ghosts or anything.
Okay, so we have...
So that teacher, I think, is lying.
Interesting. I would say aliens before ghosts.
Yeah,
so.
I believe in aliens, for sure.
Okay, so we have 75% of this sexy little room believes in aliens,
mm-hmm.
but still doesn't believe that guy.
Still Brett. It just...
Goodbye, Brett.
Goodbye. We love you.
All right.
What are we going to do now? Well, we answered some questions and some statements that were just made.
We did answer a statement.
But now we have some other questions for our guest, Mike Scullins. This is a little something called Six Sextions.
Okay.
It's just six rapid-fire sex questions, kind of a word association thing, so answer as quickly as you can.
Great.
We are beginning now.
Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
What is the sexiest animal?
A horse?
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Mandy Moore.
What's the best song to have sex to?
White Noise.
Yes, hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Oh, bed, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And lastly, Mike Scullins, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
She's got to make me laugh.
There we go. Ha.
Those were great and fast.
Those were.
This cool. has been Six Sections with Mike Scullins.
Couple quick follow-ups.
Got a follow-up.
The bed, for sure. Everyone always feels like they need to apologize for that, but I would also say bed in that situation.
Well, I think it's obviously the boring answer, but...
But it's the most practical.
Guys, bed with the lights off is Ooh. Pretty good.
Oh, wild.
White noise, lights off.
White noise on,
full
lights
pajamas.
Off.
With the most benign celebrity, Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. Yeah, of the... She probably was the most vanilla of
well,
that class.
Mandy Moore's vanilla, but a horse is pretty crazy.
Throw a horse into
the well, because I think a horse is like a majestic creature, right?
It is.
Agreed.
So.
Yep.
Long legs, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Fast.
What do you guys get the most?
We've had a couple horses.
A lot of like big cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like
you know?
A puma tiger,
uh-huh.
Lion stuff.
Yeah, once that's we got a flamingo, which I thought was very exciting.
Oh,
yeah, because they are sexy.
One, and I don't remember who it was.
It's just, I can't remember either.
But Poitras said peacock, which mm-hmm. is our other bird.
I think if you think of it in terms, I think that's what's interesting about it, because some people's brain immediately just go right to like, fuck. It's just like, what could possibly be sexy to fuck? Or is it what is like visually pleasing and erotic to me?
Yeah, there's a reason we paint horses so
yes.
much.
Or
yes.
like what animal
we
has
all
the
paint
best
horses.
Personality?
Yes, the best personality.
Well, that'd be a dog, too. But we've never gotten dog.
Nope, because it's too close, because people do fuck
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, dog, that's I feel thing. Like a bit, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, can I see an animal I have had sex with? And we're like, yeah. No.
Like, no, list one that you want to, not one that you have.
Pass.
I've fucked so many animals, I can't think of one.
Come back to me on that one.
Mandy Moore was really cute when she, for some reason,
was?
I put her in the.
She's gorgeous.
Well, I don't,
she's
I haven't
great.
Seen
oh, she's
her in
beautiful.
10 years. Oh,
we're
still
mad
around.
Now.
She's actually recently single.
Oh,
she just broke
right.
it off with, what's
Ryan
his name?
Adams.
Yep.
So, divorce. Might happen, you guys.
Man, how do I know Scullin, so little about
I heard she listens to this podcast.
Hell yeah. Right,
you may get some sweet.
Well,
wasn't she
I
in the Britney
myself with that bed
Britney
comment.
The horse was fine. The bed was not.
Yeah.
I love how we make someone say an animal and then we make fun of them.
Yeah.
That they want a fucking animal.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the best.
It's a forced, we coerce them and then we have fun with it.
You think Mandy Moore can make you laugh?
Oh, yeah.
She was, what was the
She seemed really, like, affable, right?
Yeah.
How do we know?
Talk if I had to pick, again, if I'm putting her in this class of
used
the
to be hot?
Sex pots. No, just of, like, the, I think she came out around
Don't
the same time
she's
as Jessica Simpson.
The coolest of, like, Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, mm-hmm. Aguilera. Like,
yeah.
For some reason, those are the four to me. Yeah, I would say. I think she seems
what
like
was
she's
her first
definitely
song?
The coolest.
It was about candy.
It was called Candy.
Oh, but like how did it go?
Candy.
It
was...
No, but I remember she's like has a speak singing part where she's like, yeah. I want candy. It's me, Mandy, or something. But now I don't remember the song.
Yeah, yeah so you know you can have a conversation with her.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk...
I like candy.
That would make me laugh if someone said that to me.
The Limerita is like the candy of beers.
Yes.
Can you agree on that? It's so sweet.
Yeah. I totally agree on that.
Are you guys enjoying these?
This is fucking so
wasted.
Much better than I thought that it was going to be honest.
No, it's actually great. When you get past the first couple sips.
Who told you to bring these to me? You can answer after.
Lauren Adams.
Oh, Lauren Adams. Lauren. Okay, cool. She knows, yeah.
Another friend of the show. We had her
on. Yeah, she was on. She was really fun.
But she was classy. She had wine.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, we're fucking partying. This is spring break right now with a bunch of Limeritas cracked open.
This is our spring break episode. Oh, I love it.
Well, limes and margaritas go together well.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, here
we
go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, everyone. Oh, no, I can tell she's funny. Oh, look how young she is
in
this.
It's shocking because we're watching the video right now and she is a proper child.
Yeah, this is, I don't know how appropriate this feels right now.
We're watching a baby.
We got some Limeritas for you. Come on over, Mandy.
Gorgeous 12-year-old you are.
You want candy?
It tastes like candy.
Oh, no.
Wait.
This also feels so dated.
I feel old because I feel like this is too sexy for a child to be doing.
Yeah, but at the time we were like, she's so glamorous because we were little.
You like this, Jim?
She's got a VW bug.
I just didn't think of her as young when it came out because I was young. Are we going to get a call from her managers?
We played just 1 second less than what is allowed.
You can sample for up to 10 seconds. I read that somewhere. Gawker, maybe.
I believe. Hey, if you need law advice, law advice or legal advice.
I need some of that law know-how.
Gawker. All right, let's chat a little bit about our PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week.
You know him, English actor and activist who is sometimes waiting for Godot or making it so.
And you know him, another knight from across the pond. Be he wizard or mutant, you may call him Serena. We're talking Sir Patrick Stewart.
And Sir Ian McKellen. All right.
So this is not a romantic PC.
No, but a lot of times we do ridiculous PCs. This is one that I think we do really love that these gentlemen have a friendship like mm-hmm. they do.
Pat Stewart, Ian McKellen, best friends. Love them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have a great sense of humor. They take ridiculous photos together, Oliver. Have you
yep.
seen any
oh, yeah,
of these?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like the cutest people.
They're pretty great. Yeah, I like people that are enjoying themselves in their old age, and it feels like they give each other a lot of... vibrance. They share the vibrance.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a compliment or not, but I picture them like Grey Gardens kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that is
just
a compliment.
Like, we only need each other. We're enjoying each other's company.
Yeah. We yeah. eat cat yep. food.
Like, we're on. They only post Instagram photos to like show us that they don't need us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they do not need us. They need like bowler hats and
yeah.
beer.
Yep. And they're just hanging with each other. They're also both, I mean, the fact that they're both activists is great. Mm-hmm. Sir Ian McKellen does a lot of LGBT stuff, and Stewart's big on the anti-domestic violence.
Yeah, they're great. They both use their fame as, like, great platforms.
Is Patrick Stewart straight?
I think he is, yeah.
I
right?
think he is,
so they'll
too.
Never be more than just friends.
They'll never be more than
I
just
wish,
friends.
I wish, and I want to be in the relationship with them.
Yeah.
I like that kind of a platonic relationship exists as well, though.
Yeah, because yeah. it seems really intimate.
Yeah.
But and also, this is, again, from the tabloids.
Right, well, they've done, like, Broadway shows together,
yes.
like theater, and like they've just are both so.
I
great.
Think that it's the kind of thing where you would love to hang out with them. You see them hanging out. You hung out. Oh, no, hung out. You saw Patrick Stewart, yes?
I saw Jean-Luc Picard on the F train. It was the best day of my life. And I snuck a photo and I still feel bad about it. But he was with his daughter and she was like showing him how to take the train. And he was wearing this little beanie and it was the cutest thing ever. He got a seat and he was sitting there. I pretended I had to look at the map so I could, like, get really close.
That's always the best.
Pretended this was the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, really excited.
That's hilarious.
He's just the best, greatest of all time.
Yeah, they the platonic thing is interesting because I do think that you reach a deep level, especially at that age. I don't know how long they've been friends, but I think you reach a certain age where you're so just into someone that I wonder if those lines ever get blurred. I wouldn't, at my age now, I wouldn't fuck one of my dear friends, Bernie. I would never have sex with him, but I...
You wouldn't fuck Bernie?
I wouldn't. I just...
Is Bernie a hypothetical person?
No, he's my real best friend since kindergarten. So I think if we get to...
Great guy, getting married
our 70s year. And we're romping around New York on subways and taking selfies.
Why not, right?
At that point, all the boundaries, I think, have been just
totally
dissolved.
Diluted, yeah. They're 74 and 75.
Mm.
So they're probably just getting into God knows what.
Yep. Lord knows what those two 70 plus men are getting into.
We have breaking news. Ben has discovered some queef facts.
Oh, shit. Dude, I have queef facts for you guys. Okay. So.
This is queef facts.
Queef facts.
That was actually made with Diana's vagina. I saw her do it.
I made it myself.
The word queef, also known as a vart, pussy fart, vaginal nose, and Air Jordan, and many more, originates in Scotland and England as far back as 1617, when it meant an inhalation of tobacco smoke or a puff. Interestingly, by 1686, although less frequently than the previous definition, quiffing meant sexual intercourse, especially had with or by a prostitute.
What? Like, I quiffed last night. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Did you say Air Jordan?
Yeah, wow.
What was the nose
How
one?
How is Air Jordan?
Can we go back?
Yeah, no,
That's
Air
when
Jordan.
I stopped listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you know what I could see? I guess I could see that the Air Jordan, the logo, the legs are spread. I mean,
see,
that's
I would
the
think of it.
That's a fucking reach. But
that is a huge
that
reach.
Is a huge,
it's more of a Reebok pump, if you ask me.
That's true. I'd go Reebok pump over Air Jordans.
But it finally came around to mean specifically a vaginal or vaginal flatulence sometime in the 1920s.
Hmm.
Guys, this is way older than Surrey and McKellen.
Yes. This was around before McKellen's time.
All right. That was Queefax.
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 Yeah. I don't. I just can't. Also, vaginal flatulence is not accurate, I think, again, because flatulence is... Like fart, it's gas.
Right.
It's gas coming from the air.
Yeah, but of course we're going to understand it in terms of our world.
Sure.
Like, what other part of our body makes a cool noise?
Like, but like, it's closer to like an armpit fart.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, it's like air escape. It's not that like, sloppy,
no,
long.
No, air is not coming from the vagina. It's like pushed in and then coming out. Whereas like your digestive tract, the air and gas are being created.
But has anyone ever heard a queef that sounded like that really was like a wet, like, you know, the farts that are the funniest.
A girl I went to high school with could queef on command, and she would get down on all fours and she could basically suck air into her puss and then spit it out.
That's excellent sleep.
What did she parlay that into? What's she doing?
She actually OD'd last year. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. On too much
what
air.
What did she parlay she that so into? She works in fashion.
That's great.
That is exceptional.
Very breezy pieces. Pieces.
This is Heidi Klum.
It's Heidi Klum.
Diana grew up with Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess it's the same thing as people burping on command, right? You swallow air and then you burp it out.
Yeah.
Mouths, vagines.
Yeah, it is probably closer to a vaginal burp than a vaginal fart.
Did you just burp?
Yeah, I made myself.
Guys, that was Murph. Yeah. Great. I wish I could match that with a quiffer, which
There's
is
one.
Fucking a prostitute.
That sounded like a quiffer.
I'm going to quiff later. I feel really, really good about queef news. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys.
Ben
Needed it. We needed it.
I feel like Ben just taught us how to conjugate them in Spanish.
Yeah.
quiffer, if you're too queef.
Quiffamos. We queef.
If we queef together.
It was also a haircut in 1890s, so there's that little piece of news, too.
Wow. Give me the queef. If you wanted
we
to
call
a
it the Rachel.
Yeah. The queef evolved into the Rachel.
The Rachel was just like, just a big pussy fart disaster that happened in the 90s. This is really my favorite episode in a long time.
I can't stop picturing someone queefing wearing a Jordan jersey, too. Like, I just think if you're putting on number 23 and just queefing, what else can that? How? Someone needs to explain how it's an Air Jordan.
But also there was like, what was the one with the nose?
Oh, yeah, nasal.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it was initially...
You had a name for it, also known as...
Oh, I said vaginal noise.
Oh. I was like, I thought it was a
What
weird,
side are you on?
I thought it was like a sneeze.
Me personally?
Yeah.
As in regards to the history of queefing? I'm for it.
What site? what site are you
what
on?
What side?
but cool.
For the record, four. In favor.
But cool.
Straightuplove.com.
Straight up. Yeah, like, we always credit our sources.
Yes. Straight up love.
I should say the Wheaties commercial was taken from YouTube earlier.
Yep. Give YouTube the credit it deserves.
Straight up love. What has happened to our podcast?
Oh, Mandy Moore. In a Jordan jersey. All right. Let's do a little virtual sugar, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Let's mess around. All right, what we do here is...
Wait, Scollins, are you single?
I'm dating a nice lady.
All right, great. Well, will you let's be pretend. Single for a couple moments?
Sure.
Just
yeah.
for a moment.
For
yeah.
pretend.
We mess around on this site called OkCupid. I don't know if you've heard mm-hmm. of this, sure. Mm-hmm. It's a famous one. And we found a profile that we thought would fit you.
Okay.
So we pulled a real profile from OkCupid, and we're going to go on an improvised date. So you play yourself. Diana's going to play this profile.
Hi.
This is a real girl that doesn't know she's being used?
Yes. Well, we're not going to use her real name.
Right.
We're going to use her
moniker.
Okay. The name, her moniker is Jasper Joan, and the location of the date is the Olive Garden in Times Square.
Cool.
So Diana's going to play the date. I'll play any ancillary characters that may come up.
Date begins now. Hi.
Hey.
I'm Jasper Joan.
I'm Mike. Thanks for meeting me here.
Yeah, I love Olive Garden.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
We have so much in common already. where are you coming from, Jasper?
I actually am a student down at Manhattan College, so.
I went to Manhattan College.
What? Yeah,
funny.
That's the Jasper part.
It's funny. I heard Jasper in your name, and I was like, well, that was our mascot.
That's
now I have something
mascot.
To talk about. Oh, when did you graduate?
In a couple years.
Cool.
I'm 19. Don't worry, it's all legal.
Hello.
I fuck lots of older guys.
Welcome to Olive Garden.
Hi.
Sir, some salad and breadsticks for you and your daughter.
Oh, we're actually, this is a date.
Daddy, stop.
All right, the Jaspers don't joke like that. Come on.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I apologize. I should not have made any assumptions. Salad and breadsticks.
Salad and breadsticks? I think we'll have a bottle of wine?
Sure. I've never had a drink before, but that sounds great.
I would ask for ID, but I flubbed.
So much for the hospitaliano.
Yeah, when we're here, we're family, so just pour.
That's right. Here we go.
Heavy pour. That waiter was weird.
He was a little bit weird. Cheers.
Cheers. So you were a student at Manhattan College as well?
I was a student and an admissions counselor for a couple of years. I you look familiar. I maybe even interviewed you.
Oh, probably.
How you liking it? How you liking the
Oh
quad?
My gosh, I love it so much. I got my own room because I said that I was schizophrenic, but I'm not. And it's been great. I don't have to deal with roommates, and I can just like study and do whatever I want.
That's great. And they can't say like no, you're not. Too. So then you gotta like take your word. For
yeah, because then I say. Yeah, I am. And so am I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just play into my own lies. So what's your deal?
I lived in Christossom Hall.
Oh, cool.
I had a roommate who was pretty cool. And then graduated in 2005, probably well before you were...
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing in 2005?
2005.
Looking at schools?
No, that would have been 8th grade. I don't know, just doing art projects and, like, you know, running away from home for a day.
Oh, my God. You drank that pretty quick.
Yeah, that wine's gone. Where are my breadsticks at?
Here you go. Here's some breadsticks, some salads. I still don't feel good about the exchange we had the first time I came back.
I don't think anyone really enjoyed it.
No, it was rough. I just want to apologize and also make sure that everything is okay here. Is everyone okay? Oh, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
It's cold season right now, so she's not feeling great.
I think I had too much to drink.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that.
Oh, well, your daughter date is seems to be ill.
Can we get some tiramisu over here?
Absolutely. Right to dessert. I love it. I respect it. Unlimited on the salad and breadsticks. So if you want another round after the tiramisu, just flag me down. I'll be back.
I'm sorry. I was so embarrassed.
No, I'll get it dry cleaned. It's fine.
Oh. I'll still go down on your butt if you want.
Oh, God. I just had so many breadsticks.
I don't care if it tastes like breadsticks. I'll just put a little Mandy Moore on and lick your brown eye.
Here's your tiramisu. I'm going to quit this job tonight. This is my final night. I want to say goodbye. I'm not even going to stick around to give you your bill or to get any money.
Cool. So we're just good to go?
You're just, that's it.
Do you want to come back to my dorm room?
Why don't you come back to my place?
Great.
Success!
What a fun day.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That was our most successful day ever.
I heard Jasper in the name, and I was like, well, that's a boring story to say that Mo's my high school, my college mascot.
We stopped
but you. Guys
you.
Knew.
What is the, we did that was the one, we
what
tried to.
What is the Jasper?
Yeah, what is the Jasper? We didn't go that far to find
we're
out.
We're really going
to
get into it.
Yes.
I went to a Catholic college, mm-hmm. and it was founded by Brother Jasper. So it's not even like a real thing. It was someone's
just
name.
Like, but does the, what, how do they embody, what is
we
the
don't
mascot?
Embody
there's
it.
No.
Yeah, there's no brother.
It would be awkward if someone came
was
in
like rowing
face.
Up the.
Yeah,
I don't think he was black.
Oh, I just heard brother and made assumptions.
That was.
I mean, I think it would be awkward if anyone came in blackface.
Yeah, to rally a student body up for a sporting event.
I feel sad.
I feel very sad.
Why are you sad, Murph?
I'm sad because we have to say goodbye to Mike Scollins.
No,
I know.
I don't want to.
You guys had such a nice time,
dude. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us and hitting on those Limeritas.
We all learned about queefs.
Listen, you want to learn more about queefs? Go to funnierdie.com to get more of Mike's charm in your life.
Please
not
check
to say
out.
That he does anything about queefs on Funny or Die, but
does Onassis still do shows?
We do, yeah.
Right, so please check out his legendary sketch team, Onassis, at the UCB Theater Chelsea.
And if you haven't yet, there's a program called SNL on NBC. Please check that out. Mike contributes some writing to that program.
Also, go follow him on Twitter at Mike Scollins. Do it right now. Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
I saw you
thank
slipping
you
into some. Thank you for coming. I saw you slipping into a little bit of
I can't
there.
Help it. Also, we'd like to thank our producer, Ben Hose, please. That's Ben Hosley.
And also our mama, UCB Comedy. Please tweet at us, at Menage Radio.
Reach out and touch us at menageatwa.radio@gmail.com. Check us out online at menageatoisradio.com.
You're still high on the Grammys, aren't you?
I'm just fucked up on Limeritas. Wait, hold on.
One
I did it.
Queef.
Oh, God. Stuff came out.
Cheeseburgers came out.
Stuff came out.
Menage a Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.